The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The lawsuit was filed last September by a handful of citizens and funded by a group called One Virginia 2021. To help make their case, they tried to get their hands on any documents that would help shine a light on how lawmakers drew up district boundaries.
Emails, letters, phone records, whatever it is that they have on their computers or in their offices.
Brian Cannon is the executive director of One Virginia 2021.
And these would be documents showing what factors they considered. Did they adhere to the Virginia Constitution, or was it just all partisan politics?
But a group of six state senators, former and current, Republican and Democratic, claims that information is protected. In January, a judge disagreed, saying any communication with a third party must be handed over for the trial. And now that the state senators have opted not to, they'll each be fined $100 a day.
The judge said that the state senators are acting in their capacity as state senators, and therefore the taxpayers are on the hook.
The fines will rack up as both sides wait to hear the results of an appeal. If the senators lose, the money will come from Virginia's general fund. In downtown Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.